the word for spoken in Spanish, as in I have spoken, I've spoken Spanish, or I've spoken to him. That word spoken is hablado. Hablado, spoken, hablado. But how would we say I have spoken? I have spoken. You may know that the word for I have is tengo. Tengo. Tengo means I have. But we can't use tengo because that I have is to say that I have something. So I have a cat. Tengo un gato. I have a car. Tengo un coche. I have a problem. Tengo un problema. I have something. And we want to say to have, I have done something. So we need a different word in Spanish. And the word we need for I have here is he, spelt H-E-E. I've spoken he hablado, he hablado. I've spoken Spanish. He hablado español. So he hablado, I have spoken. And this he, this I have, this he, comes from haber. So haber means to have, but not in as in to have something, but to have done something, to have done. So to have in this sense is haber, haber. And the present I have from this verb is he, H-E-E, he hablado, I've spoken. So let's have a look at a few other examples, and we'll use these to practice and to make sure you're fluent using haber. So we've already got hablado. Let's add in empezado. Empezado is begun, as in I have begun something. It can also be started. I have started. So empezado, begun or started. Comprado, comprado is bought. Comprado, bought. So as in I have bought something. Comido, comido is eaten. Comido, eaten. And perdido, lost. I have lost something. Perdido. And we already have español. And we'll just add in algo, algo, something, because that'll help us with our sentences. Algo, something. And of course, at the beginning, we've got e, I have. E, I have. Not tengo, that's only I have something. E, from haber, I have done, whatever it might be. So, how would you say, I have begun Spanish? I've started Spanish. What would that be? I've started Spanish. He empezado español. He empezado español. How about I've eaten something? I've eaten something. What would that be? He comido algo. He comido algo. How about I've lost something? What would that be? He perdido algo. He perdido algo. At this point, let's add in, so we've got I have. Let's add in you have. Or for a question, have you? And all you verbs in Spanish, in all tenses, they've all got an S in them somewhere. In the present, it ends in an S. So, you have or have you is as, H-A-S, as, you have or have you, for the question. So how would you ask, have you spoken Spanish? So it might be, have you spoken Spanish today? Let's just leave it as, have you spoken Spanish? What would that be? ¿Has hablado español? ¿Has hablado español? How about, have you lost something? What would that be? Have you lost something? Has perdido algo? Has perdido algo? Have you lost something? How about, have you begun? Have you started? What would that be? Has empezado? Has empezado? And remember that if you want to say, you haven't done something, or hi, I haven't done something, we just start with no, no. So how would you say, I haven't started? No he empezado. No he empezado. How about, I haven't eaten? What would that be? I haven't eaten. No he comido. No he comido. No he comido. And how about, you haven't eaten? You haven't eaten. So you can't go out, you haven't eaten. What would that be? No has comido. No has comido. You haven't eaten. No has comido. So, haber, as in to have done something. We've just looked at, I have done something, you have done something. But what about if haber was in the past? I had done something. So I had lost my keys. When I arrived home, I found that I had lost my keys. I had spoken some Spanish earlier that day. So, haber, but in the past. And we'll come on to that in just one moment after I've mentioned the Pro Spanish Levels 1 to 6 course, which is available for download at prospanish.co.uk. And this takes the complete beginner or near beginner up to a conversational level of Spanish. Okay, so back to our lesson, and we were just saying about haber in the past. So saying I had already done something, or earlier I had begun, or I had spoken Spanish, we'd have something like this. Había empezado. I had started. So había, I had. Había empezado. I had started, or I had begun. Había empezado. So let's put this I had in with the vocabulary we had before. So we can our verbs again. So we've got hablado, spoken, empezado, begun, comprado, bought, comido, eaten, perdido, lost, and algo, and we'll add in antes. Antes means before, or we can use it to mean earlier, like earlier that day. So antes, antes, antes. So, well, how would we say? I had bought something. I had bought something. Había comprado algo. Había comprado algo. How about I had eaten earlier, or I'd eaten before. I'd eaten earlier. What would that be? I had eaten earlier. Había comido antes. Había comido antes. So I'd eaten earlier, so I wasn't hungry, for example. How about I had started earlier. What would that be? I had started earlier. Había empezado antes. Había empezado antes. Let's just add in another had. So we've got I had done something. Let's add in we had. And all we's in Spanish have a mos in them. So, habíamos, habíamos, we just add in mos on it. Habíamos, we had, we had. How would you say we had eaten earlier? Habíamos comido antes. Habíamos comido antes. How about we had spoken earlier. We had spoken earlier. What would that be?
Habíamos hablado antes.
Habíamos hablado antes.
How about
we had bought something? We had bought something. What would that be?
Habíamos comprado algo.
So we've seen that haber, to have, but not to have something, but to have done. We've seen that I have, from haber, being he. I had,
había.
And haber is also used for something else. Look at this sentence. Hay algo importante.
There is something important.
Here, hay, meaning there is, and there are, comes from the verb haber. It can be thought of as a variation that's come out of the verb haber, and hay just used for there is and there are. Think of it as an expression. So hay, there is, or there are.
So let's add in some other bits and get some fluency practice out of this.
So we can add in una carta, a letter.
We can add in un mensaje,
a message.
How would you say there's an important letter,
or a letter important, because they have the adjective afterwards?
So there's an important letter. What would that be?
Hay una carta importante.
There's an important letter.
How about there's an important message?
Hay un mensaje importante.
Hay un mensaje importante.
Let's just add in as well urgent, because it's quite easy to remember.
Urgente.
Urgente is urgent. Urgente, urgent. How would you say there's an urgent letter?
Hay una carta urgente. Hay una carta urgente.
How about
there isn't a letter? What would that be? There isn't a letter. No hay una carta. No hay una carta.
How about
there isn't an urgent message? There isn't an urgent message. What would that be? No hay un mensaje urgente. No hay un mensaje urgente.
Okay, let's add in the past.
So there is or there are in the present. And in the past, it would be there was or there were.
So let's add in
había. We've seen había before, but it meant I had done something. So we know it's going to be used for the past. And here, it's to show there was or there were. Again, think of it as an expression, because it doesn't change. It doesn't go to the plural for there were. It stays as había for both there was and there were.
Había.
There's no particular reason for that. It's just the way, like an oddity of the way Spanish has evolved. There's no particular rule to that.
So había, there was, or there were.
How would you say there was an urgent message? Había un mensaje urgente.
How about there wasn't
an important letter? There wasn't an important letter. What would that be? No había una carta importante. No había una carta importante.
How about
there was something for you? there was something for you. And just add in for you is para ti. Para ti. There was something for you. So how would you say that?
Había algo para ti. Había algo para ti.
There was something for you. Okay, let's go back to have done something, like have begun, have eaten. How would we say he must have started? He must have started. We know started or begun is empezado. So how would we say he must have started? He must is debe. Debe. He must. I must is debo, but he must, debe. Debe haber, there's our have to have, debe haber empezado. He must have started. Debe haber empezado. Well, let's see what else we can add in from the vocabulary we learnt previously. How would we say he must have bought something? What would that be? He must have bought something.
Debe haber comprado algo. Debe haber comprado algo.
He must have, debe haber, comprado algo. How about he must have eaten? He must have eaten.
Debe haber comido. Debe haber comido.
And whenever you can say he something, you can always say she. So how would you say she must have lost something? She must have lost something. What would that be?
Debe haber perdido algo. Debe haber perdido algo.
How about she must have spoken earlier? She must have spoken earlier. What would that be?
Debe haber hablado antes. Debe haber hablado antes.
She must have spoken earlier. And how about he must have started something? He must have started something. What would that be?
Debe haber empezado algo. Debe haber empezado algo.
And that concludes today's lesson on haber. As mentioned earlier, if you're looking to become a confident and a competent speaker of Spanish, then head over to prospanish.co.uk, where you can download the full levels 1 to 6 course.